Good morning, Silent Jewelers.
Hey, good morning, Jim. It's Mick.
Yes, Mick.
Two things. Wanted to let you know the ETA for the tennis bracelet is, knock on wood, I'm hoping to get it before Christmas.
Okay, it's no problem.
Okay.
Okay, that's
personal. I didn't know if it was a gift. I didn't know what it was for. So.
It's my brother's gift, and I told him that, hey, he may not have it, and I don't really give a damn.
I want to be part of your family.
You know what? When you want something, make up your mind. You see it a month ahead of time, and then you have to piss around wondering about the price. You see the invoice. That's what it runs you. You want it, you get it. If you don't. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm really going to miss you when you retire, Jim. I really am. And then I know that you are prepping it. I just want to make sure the oval and the 15-carat, those on their way back?
You should have them today.
Okay, all right.
You should have had them yesterday, I think.
You know, things get delayed this time of year. If you've got a tracking number, I'll put it in, but if
Hold
not,
on
then...
one second, I will.
Oh, okay. Curious, are you guys open all day today, or are you closed at noon again?
Oh, we've been open 9 to 5, and Ron and I have been here. Ron shows up before me. I don't want to cook my own breakfast this time of year, so
yeah.
I don't show up until like 7:30. But he's usually here probably 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, that's the way I say it, too. Good for you. Bear with me. Yeah, I'm getting there. RDI.
What's your official last day?
Next year, January.
Oh, okay.
I won't stick anybody that bought something. I just can't do that. If somebody
sure.
bought something and they have a problem, no. I want to be here. I'll take care of the problem. It's like, okay, no problem whatsoever.
Yep.
So.
I've literally had clients of mine, like the 24th, that was the end date, done. And it's like, I don't have not that we're going to cry, but it would be nice to say, hey, it's really been nice working with you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
just a quick conversation, you know, and sometimes just people disappear. I'm like, damn, yeah, I think this
yeah.
meant more to me than it did to them.
Well, no, the way I look at it is anybody, people in this community, and I've told I don't know how many people, they help make me what I am. I don't have what I have because they didn't come in the door. I have because what they came in the door. And a lot of them say, well, it's a two-way street. Yes, it is. Fair is fair. And if you buy a ring right now and you need it sized, I will be here to size it. Now, we had a couple buy a larger lab-grown engagement ring. They were married already, and she's pregnant with their second child. And she says, well, I'm going to need a size. I said, here. I gave her one of Beth's cards, said, you take it over to Bellefont. She will size it, and there will be no charge. Really? I said, if she's here in Clearfield, you bring it in here. I said, hopefully she will be here, and I won't push her. You know, the last thing to do is push somebody into something that they're not sure of,
sure.
and they'll regret it forever, and any little problem is a major problem.
Right.
But when I had supper with Beth, two sons, the package returns to RDI. Do you have the tracking numbers? They're not in the P's and the R's.
Under
UPS. Okay. All right. Doesn't make sense. I'm looking under everything but UPS. But anyway, I had supper with her two Sundays ago, and she's still thinking about it. I think she's crazy if she doesn't.
Oh, me too. Me too. Hell. Oh. The way that you guys have run that store for as long as you have and the footprint that you leave in that community, hell, if I live closer, I might even consider it.
In all seriousness, anybody that wants to work would be crazy. I think the biggest part Beth has, I think it's the guy that has working for her, Joe. I think he's telling her, no, it's too much for you to undertake. The sad part I see, Joe is done this year. He is done. She doesn't make enough money to employ anybody.
Okay.
Okay. And she has told me this. Sure. She's paying Joe $100 a week to help her. Okay. When Joe is done, she's the only one there. If she wants a day off, she can't leave. Here, she could restructure everything. I mean, she couldn't come in here and just take over the way we are. Okay, absolutely not. Right. This place is a – the atom bomb hit here, and we still haven't cleaned it up.
Okay.
I said to Ron just last night while we were here alone, I said, Ron, you know, we have so much stuff around here to be made up yet. We didn't plan this. We're not planners, okay? It just hit me that, hey, I wanted to be done, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have stuff here. I just picked up a bunch of mountings, probably $2,000 in mountings of stuff I was going to mount. Not going to get done. Beth will get that stuff for damn cheap. But that's also beside the point. So, you know, but when I had supper with her, I told her if she wants, Ron and I could be here, and we would love that. And so I said, like, you take over. We would come in and be here, one of us, every other day so that people would see us and know that we support you. So, and then I told her, I said, summertime comes, it's nice weather. Don't call me because I don't know you.
As the kids say, who dis?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's basically it. Now, I just typed in your HBO. 213-6-8202.
If you've got the number, I can plug it in. My system automatically updates it. So.
Okay. 1-Z.
Yep.
042.
Yep.
HBO.
Yep.
03.
Yep.
213-6-8202. Came up for me. Please correct the following years. Tracking number you entered is not valid.
Huh, that's weird. I wonder if that O is a zero, the one right after B. Let me see if I can get it to go. Sometimes it's just human error.
I hate the zeros and the O's. Why the hell anybody uses them?
They're like pennies. Get rid of them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're a necessary evil, unfortunately. All right. You know what? I don't need to harass you for this. I will go from here, and if they weirdly the tracking doesn't work properly, and we don't get these today, then I'll give you a call back. But
you should have had. I would have thought. Well, they went Monday.
Yep.
So today's Wednesday. So yeah, it may be today that you should. And it's two separate packages.
Oh, here we go. It came up that O was a zero. As soon as I switched that over, it's actually sitting in my receiving department as we speak. They do get 200, 250 boxes a day, so it might be till mid-afternoon before we see it, but at least it's there. So perfect.
Yeah. Now, that's just one of them. I don't know which one that is, but the other one's probably right with it then.
Yeah, I would think. So.
So
right.
But, yeah, there's two different boxes because of the value. For my insurance, I put them separate so that they would go separately up to 10 grand.
Perfect.
And then I cover the rest.
All right. And then what time you guys are till today? You said 5?
So we close at 5, but Ron and I, we try to leave between 7 and 8.
Okay.
I mean, we get things cleaned up and do whatever. Hey, and while I'm thinking of it, too, and I need to call this lady. Some time ago, you were going to look up a marquee for me that we bought years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to trade that in.
Oh, goodness.
Do you want some info on it?
Yeah, if you don't mind, that would be helpful.
Okay, let me just see. B-E-R. It was a 209. No, wait, it's total weight. It's a 1.50 marquee DSI2. That, let's see, EGL number 25.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't
six.
Need
to.
I don't get that,
It was October 26th of 6, 2006.
2006, so it has to be in that era. So, okay, let me, I'm pretty sure I had gotten a response back from him and we talked, but let me see.
I don't remember that, Mick.
It's okay, I could, this time of year, my mind goes to Swiss cheese.
Well,
so.
Hey, I'm right there. I was ahead of you anyway, so what the hell? You're too damn young.
Not with five rounds of COVID. It's kind of messing with you sometimes. So, but yeah, let me get working on that, and I'll see what I can find.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.